Yes, limits.
Joe, I saw this story today that UCLA scientists have now identified a small molecule that, when prompted, can waken long slumbering follicles in someone's head to potentially end hair loss.
Bob, I need my follicles awakened. I can tell you that in more ways than one.
The first human trials were conducted in 2023, and researchers found that the application of this topical medicine onto the scalp at bedtime for a week produced promising results.
Mulsey could come in with a full head of hair next week at this rate, Bob.
You aren't.
How fast does it happen?
That is not entirely determined yet, but it said for a week there are some results from it. So that could help Malsey significantly.
I'm willing to try that, Bob. Remember Robbie Brown of the Penguins had hair plugs?
Oh, Robbie.
It didn't go
well. I'll
tell
you what, though. He knew how to plug himself into the lineup with Mario Lemieux and turn that into a...
And then he reinvented himself with Kevin Constantine.
He certainly did, yeah. But he always struggled with that hair. I used to run out of and see him out in public, and he would say, man, I'd give anything for Yager's mullet. You know?
it went south in a hurry with Robbie's... hair plugs. It did. He should have gone bald.
Ron Hextall chasing him around, running to hit him over the head with a hockey stick.
Yeah.
In that playoff game. That was unbelievable.
One of the great moments in Pittsburgh sports
yes.
history. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Social media's biggest loser.
Malzi.
Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com.
He might be the biggest winner after that story.
He might be a winner, Bob. Mulsey could come in next week looking like Art Garfunkel.
You know what, though? I'm used to seeing that. He's established his look. He doesn't need hair.
Would Mulsey look better with hair at this point, or are we used to him bald?
I'm so used to him bald, I've never known Mulsey with hair.
It would be jarring, Bob. I'll say that. But I think he should be willing to try it.
Well, you never know. How much does it cost? Is there
any cost?
Normally, those things come
there?
They come with a heavy price tag.
No, that has not been determined yet.
Maybe Mulsey could do an endorsement.
Very possible.
What's Cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
All right, Bob, it's prediction time. Knowing what you know now, who do you think is going to play in the Stanley Cup Finals?
Well, I said Dallas from the beginning, so I'm not getting off that bandwagon. I think they're loaded. Mika Rantanen is turning out to be quite a money... well-spent story. I mean, they gave him a lot of money. Carolina couldn't figure out a deal. They traded him there. Man, he's terrific. So I'll say Dallas. That's one of my picks.
Who do you want to win the Stanley Cup?
I had Tampa Bay winning against or Tampa Bay and Dallas.
I want Winnipeg. Who do you want? Like,
first
do you have a rooting interest?
No, not really. I think Florida's going to do it. They're going to come back and beat Toronto, and then they're going to end up getting in there beating Carolina, which will upset Washington.
I think the fine people of Winnipeg deserve a cup, and if I was rooting past
that... Yeah,
but
Connor Hellebuyck's playing terrible on the road, especially. He looks very jittery.
I know, but that doesn't mean I don't want them to win. What about Edmonton? Would you like to see Connor McDavid get a cup, or would you like to see him not get one?
How about Riley Smith got a game-winning goal? He played great game with 0.4 seconds left the other night.
That
was terrible for Edmonton.
Absolutely, and crankulent.
Yeah, so I like Dallas now in Florida.
To win, but you're not necessarily rooting for anybody.
No, that'll be the Stanley Cup final based.
All right, Paul Skeens against David Peterson tonight. Peterson 2-2 with a 3.05 ERA. Who wins and how does Skeens do?
I think the Pirates will win and make it 3-1 under Don Kelly, and Skeens will be 8 innings strong tonight. We'll see the velocity that we haven't seen from him. I think he'll be ramping it up a little bit, so maybe 9 strikeouts. Pirates get limited offense, but enough to win.
Yeah, Donnie Kelly mentioned, you know, it's not like Shelton didn't mention this, but the plan is very clearly good pitching, good defense, which they did get. They haven't always gotten that this season. They got it for the better part of the weekend, pretty good defense, and timely hitting. And he talked about how a guy like Gorski put a ball in play, I think it was Friday night, put a couple in play.
Just put it in play.
Dribblers down the third baseline.
They turned out to be big plays.
Yeah, they work too.
Yeah, they do.
So I'm going to say I agree with you. I think Skeens has a dominant performance tonight, and I think the Pirates win. How do you like this, Bob? 3-0. And how do you like this, Bob? I think he pitches a complete game tonight. Do you like that?
Yeah, we haven't seen that. I'd like to see that. That'll be a change.
We have to go, Bob.
You asked me a question.
I know.
I think it's very disrespectful that I can't answer the question that you just asked
me. He's yelling at me.
Well, why did you not?
I did not say anything.
Yes, you did. Oh, you're waving your arms like we have
mark.
To go at 50.
That's the red flag. We're done.
Sorry, boss.
See you guys later.
Sorry,
have a nice
bye.
Day.
Good night, Limit.
I'm waving. Bye-bye. See you tomorrow. Bob, see you Wednesday. I love you, Bob. Bob, I apologize to you as well. Pirates tonight against the New York Mets.
Why are you apologizing to him, Limits? You're the one waving me in like an air traffic guy.